Hey guys, Mort the Laughter King here. What do you think of my new nickname, the Laughter King? I think it's pretty powerful. I'm gonna do a full-on rebrand, as it were. Welcome to the show. We got a Patreon. There's gonna be some deals coming up, I think. Something you get some free time on the Patreon, I think. So go check it out. That's our producer, Danny Wright, informed me of that. She's on this episode, which is very fun. It's about Reese's Pieces. Yeah, go check out I'm Happy You're Here. It's Ashley's mental health show on YouTube. It's free, which is truly psychotic. And I'm writing a book, publishing it on Substack. It's called Treehouse, and it's a psychedelic story about a road trip. And it's beautiful, I think. You can find it. Just type in Morton Edmund Burke Substack, and it'll come up. Thanks for listening, you guys. Have a good day.
I have a hatred for Reese's Pieces at the moment because I can't get certain Reese's Pieces over here, and I'm very upset.
Okay, save it for the fucking podcast.
Welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods,
yum,
celebrities,
hey, look who it is,
or religious institutions.
Today
we're rebranding Catholicism. Just kidding, we're rebranding Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, how about my rebrand would be to knock off all the childhood sexual abuse.
I know, pretty but it's so in vogue these days.
Pretty short episode. That's true, yeah. If anything, they were way ahead. That's true, they were so far ahead of their time.
I know.
Yeah.
They said, we just have to infiltrate the government.
Yeah, we'd been doing all this systemic sexual abuse of minors outside of the federal government.
But you just have to go inside of the federal government, and then
we only had
a jury can convict you.
We only had $1 billion. We needed 50 billion.
Yeah.
And then we could have touched anybody we wanted.
My, the showrunner of the show that I'm writing for yesterday was like, so Pizzagate was real. It was just about the wrong.
Yes.
The wrong group.
Well, the thing, right, Pizzagate, they said, was in a pizza parlor, but in reality, it was on a fucking private jet.
It was on a private island.
And an island. So it actually wasn't real, because what they did was they took all of the conservatives, and not all of them, but all the conspiracy theory-minded ones, and pointed them directly away from where they should have been looking.
Right. So this is a comedy podcast.
What wonderful humor.
What wonderful humor. Everything is fine. No pedophiles are escaping consequences for the many horrifying things that they did. None of them are the president.
Don't forget to laugh today, guys.
So anyway, Reese's Pieces.
Yes, we're going to do fucking Reese's Pieces and bring a little silly joy to your life.
I should look up the origin of Reese's Pieces. Without a doubt, they were, I would say,
yep,
maybe a
yep
sort of bastardization of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
I remember them, you know, huge product placement in E.T. E.T. love. They sort of lure E.T.
oh
into a closet with the Reese's Pieces. So I think it really hit the apex of Reese's Pieces promotion in the 80s. I wonder if that's when they first came out. Also, I want to bring Danny in and say, you were saying you can't get certain Reese's Pieces in England.
No.
Which ones can what can't you get?
Also, you wouldn't even certain, because I thought there was only one type of Reese's Pieces.
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, no, because Reese's Pieces has many products, doesn't it?
Well,
it's not just the one thing.
No, so there's Reese's. The
right.
Reese's cup is the original.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The pieces are like M&Ms, except there's peanut butter inside.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like
the
big Reese's cup, the one that looks like a jack-o'-lantern for Halloween, the one that looks like a bunny for Easter.
Yeah. They're like Reese's Pieces they're like pieces of a peanut butter cup, which is kind of fun. It's kind of an imagination thing where if you like slapped a Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup and broke it, it would turn into Reese's Pieces.
Okay, here's my beef with Reese's Pieces.
Yep.
And I say haters come at me.
Yeah, you're motivated by the haters.
I'm motivated by the hate.
Motivated by the haters.
That's exactly right. So I think the problem with Reese's Pieces is the ratio's all fucked up.
With the pieces, you think?
With the pieces. Because the only chocolate present is in the candy coating shell, which is barely chocolate.
Yeah.
It's more just like straight sugar.
Yeah.
And then the entire, it's basically just peanut. You're basically just eating sugary peanut butter.
Yep.
Which is not what I come to the Reese's division of the Hershey Company for.
Yes.
I come to Reese's for.
Beautiful respecting of the full corporate name, honey.
The full Christian name. I come there for a delectable ratio, equal ratio of chocolate to peanut butter.
And Ashley consistently points out and has really made me a believer in the reality that ratios are really undervalued as far as the effect that they have on food and
taste.
That's
correct.
Yep.
So I'm very, very, I have a, that, so I learned, so, so a bunch of my Ariel friends were present at a gathering where I was arguing loudly about something that didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends reported to me that that's a trait of Geminis, is that we love arguing about shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of sweet, actually. Better than, like, arguing about shit that actually matters.
It's unless you're defending something meaningful, which
sure.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But I'm just saying, if somebody's going to argue all the time, I'd want it to be about, like, whether spoons should be bigger. I don't yes. want to constantly be fighting with somebody about the Epstein files.
I do think that spoons should be either large... do I believe this? I was going to say either large or tiny, but no, I need a middle spoon. I need
See?
A middle spoon sometimes.
See, I just sort of intuited that that was something you could have an opinion on. It's also about being funny is just being really opinionated all the time too. Because there's something funny about the arbitrary nature of like vehemently defending or supporting something, especially
yes.
when it totally doesn't matter.
Yeah. The like she came down in a bubble dug is where I live my life when I'm around certain people. You What's know that?
No.
You don't know that viral video?
No. Honey, I'm 90.
You are 90. I have a thing for geriatrics.
I need my shawl for my cold legs and my, my wicker wheelchair.
Well, also the encroaching specter of death is making you cold as well.
Yeah, we've made friends long ago.
Oh, that's Woo-hoo! Nice.
Yeah.
So she came down on a bubble dug. It's a little bit sad because apparently they're not friends anymore, but it's like a guy sitting on a couch and a dude with very floppy hair gesturing wildly, presumably
yes.
talking about Glenda the Good Witch.
Yes.
Going, she came down in a bubble, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna tell me I'm wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Grow up.
And he's talking about how great she is. Or
I don't know. We, no one knows. No
really?
One knows. It's just it was in media res.
Yep.
They're arguing about Glenda the Good Witch.
Is it that old?
What do you mean?
Media res doesn't mean it's like low quality.
No, in media res means you're coming in the middle of the action.
Oh, thanks. See,
it's a Latin. It's a film or like a narrative Latin term.
Honey, you always forget I don't have a degree in Latin. Anytime you're doing a prayer over me to try and exorcise a demon, I'm like, sounds great. I don't know what you say.
I'm saying, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. Just kidding.
Fuck the demon that's in the sky. Fuck this
Get
weird
this
dude.
Demon
this
here.
Demon totally sucks.
Fuck this demon.
This
Yo
demon.
God, get this demon out of this guy's butt.
This demon's whack. We hate him. Get him out of here.
What was I saying?
You were talking about spoons.
Oh. So that video is basically where I get to when I'm around certain friends, not everyone. I'm not always living in a state of she came down in a bubble dug.
Right.
But like if my high school friends are over, we are going to argue that loudly and that
yes.
vehemently about something.
And it's entertaining
matter.
As hell. And the Gemini thing, that's interesting. Yeah. Kendrick's a Gemini.
But he seems to choose to argue about things. Well, I mean,
no, he'll say some arbitrary shit.
Okay, great. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember why I brought this up now. Reason being, one of the arguments that I have that doesn't matter is that I think the double stuffed Oreos are bullshit.
And
the ratios are off. It's too much stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I am on the side of there's never enough fucking stuff. I don't even need the fucking Oreo. I want a bowl.
You want a bowl of stuff?
I want a bowl of stuff.
You want a bowl of stuff?
I might put some chocolate chips on there or something to cut a little bit with a little cocoa, but I love that wonderful stuff.
That's insane, honey.
I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Honey, that's because...
What I like about stuff is that it's spelled with one F in that it's so... It can't legally be called stuff.
Yeah, it can't be called S-T-U-F-F. It has to have one F off. Because that makes it seem approximately too close to something you should or can't.
As though it were something from this earth.
Honey, it's because you're addicted to sugar. This is the thing. So you don't... I think you just want the sugar delivery system, which is the stuff.
Yeah, I'm addicted to what is dicted. High five.
For our viewers at home, or our listeners at home, I'm leaving more hanging. Okay, I'll give it up. This is the thing.
Yeah, and I'm addicted to sugar, and wouldn't I know the most about it?
No, but this is the thing, honey, is because you don't have the palate, because all you want is sugar. You don't give a shit if the ratios are correct, if it's the best it can taste, because you just want sugar in your gullet.
I don't just want sugar. If
you
I
do.
Wanted sugar, I'll take a handful of sugar. What I want is that wonderful stuff.
But honey, okay, need I remind listeners that your taste in candy are Good and Plenty's, Smarties, the sort of in your own words, the Great Depression era of candy.
I like what I like. And like,
yes, and what I'm saying is,
again, I'm neurodivergent. I'm really embracing my neurodivergence. I'm allowed to like what I like.
And honey, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but what I'm saying is the ratios are wrong.
I don't even like, here's the thing about, I'm not even.
You need the balance of the bitter cocoa cookie.
Never do I want, I never want bitter cocoa.
You do need the balance. No. You need the balance.
I don't like regular Oreos. I think they're so. I never want one. Then I eat one. I'm like, these are fine. And then for some reason, I want four more because they're fucking designed to be addictive. But in general, I've never craved an Oreo.
There is a reason that the Oreos came out the way they did first thing. You don't think that the scientists at the Oreo labs thought about putting more stuff
they
in?
They do, but it's middle. It's middle of the road. It's the Marvel of cookies.
Excuse me, sir. I have the floor. They decided, after experimenting, that the most optimal form of the Oreo was just a thin layer of stuff, and they were right. Then they started going crazy, and now they have all stuff fucking crazy. They have, like, got fucking, like, barbecue chicken-flavored Oreos. They've gone insane. And the stuff, the double stuff, was the beginning of their insanity. And that is also how I feel about Reese's Pieces. They had it in one. The original cup. Don't fuck with the original cup. The original cup is perfect.
The original cup is perfect.
The pieces have too much peanut butter. The tiny cups have too much chocolate. The original cup has the ratios.
I agree. Oreos are mid.
I think I need to get a divorce.
I know. I knew this was going to be the one. And Danny,
you're a divorce lawyer, right?
Yeah, Danny, I can't.
Totally on the side. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, cool. Yep. Is irreconcilable differences concerning Oreos a legally justifiable reason for divorce?
I don't know. When you have such a wild opinion of, like, just stuff, I feel like that is, like, a divorceable offense.
Danny's on my side. You think it's worse than cheating?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Willing to eat a bowl full of stuff? I'd rather you commit infidelity.
So you're saying eating ain't cheating unless it's stuff. Eating stuff is cheating. I love that stuff.
I can't believe you didn't ask me for a high five.
I didn't want to get left hanging again.
No, I give you. I give it up.
Addicted to what is addicted.
Well, come on. But you agree with me on the Reese's Pieces of it all?
Yeah, Reese's Pieces aren't that great. And I don't know if I want them with more chocolate, though. To me, it'd be interesting to try it.
Picture it for a second. Imagine if you will. Okay.
Well, let me say this, though.
Yeah.
I find that I do think that, and maybe it's just the missing chocolate, but I do think the quality and the taste of the peanut butter in Reese's Pieces, which I have craved Reese's Pieces. I know they're weird. Every once in a while, I'll want one.
Sure.
But it's not like, you know, but it's kind of because they're weird. It's like one day you're like, fuck, I kind of want to eat like roasted salmon for dinner or something weird. You know what I mean?
That's not weird.
All right. I try to come up with a weird thing, and then I name the thing that we eat every night. But whatever. You're like, I fucking want like Hardee's or something right now, like Jack in the Box instead of McDonald's. Or, uh-huh, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. I just want to try the thing that's not as good, but I kind of want it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right. You want to have something kind of a little off.
But I think that the peanut butter is weird. And they sold the peanut butter of Reese's in jars for all. You could get Reese's peanut butter.
That's crazy.
Just the peanut butter.
That's like as insane as having just the stuff.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Yeah, and you better believe we had it in my house. And you better believe it was like sugary peanut butter.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Like even more, because lots of peanut butter already has sugar in it.
Eat way more.
This is my thing, okay?
But do you guys think that in peanut butter cups and peanut butter and the Reese's Pieces have the same peanut butter? Because it doesn't taste like it to me.
I was wondering that. You would think that maybe they would keep this, but I bet you they make it more sugary for Reese's Pieces because all that is there is the peanut butter. That is the only thing happening is the peanut butter.
I'm going to say something weird.
Okay.
Because I'm neurodivergent and I'm allowed to be strange. Which is that there's a strange taste in the Reese's Pieces in the same way when I have like cheesecake or something where I'm like, this is sweet. And then there's also another side that it's kind of that tang. It's like an umami thing that I don't get in the cups that I only get in the pieces.
I think it's like more chemically.
I think they had to change the molecular structure of the peanut butter when producing it to get it into that little tiny ball.
They had to divide the peanut like the atom. They had to get into the molecular structure of the peanut.
Yeah.
They had to go inside.
Yeah.
And fissure.
Mm-hmm.
The many delicate strands of DNA holding the peanut together.
Yes. And hundreds of thousands of people were made delicious. covered in peanut butter, killed. I don't know what. I'm trying to continue the atom bomb.
The atom bomb thing. I think we should do like a side by. Well, I would have to do a side by side because you don't need sugar anymore.
Right.
Which makes, by the way, your stuff opinion immaterial.
You can't
even have it anymore.
No, that's
you're remembering the taste of stuff.
That's like saying that you like alcohol more than I do because I have to stop drinking alcohol. The reality is I fucking love alcohol and I love stuff. I love it so much I can't do it anymore. I love it so much that if I eat stuff, it'll ruin my month. If I have stuff right now, it's so good that I'll eat so much of it. I will be depressed for 2.5 weeks straight.
It's not, I promise you, honey, it's not that good.
Better than the cookie.
That's insane. Bread.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Reese's Pieces.
Yes.
Up until about 20 minutes ago, I just thought Reese's Pieces was just various types of Reese's products.
Hilarious.
So,
So
looking at these now, is it basically, I want to say Smarties, but that's different over there, M&M's.
Yes.
But with peanut butter in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you not had them?
No.
Okay.
This is the thing.
Well, I also want, real quick, just to get back to this, and feel free if we interrupt you and you never answer, that's also funny, but what do you want to get to England that you can't get?
Okay, so what I really want to get is pretzels filled with peanut butter. I can get a Reese's tub sent to England, but it's going to cost me like 30 quid. But I'm at the point where I'm like, now I've had a small bag of these. Do I spend £30 on getting a tub?
Wait, of pretzels filled with peanut butter?
This is what I'm wanting. Yeah, so
There's a Reese's brand of it. I think it's not necessarily a Reese's exclusive. Like, you can get it at Costco and stuff like that, but you cannot get it at Costco here. I have tried.
I did not know this. Yeah.
First of all, yes, you should get. I'm assuming 30 quid is, it's either $4 or $1,000, and I say go for it. Either way.
Yep, $1,000.
Filled pretzels with peanut butter filling.
Can I see it? I want to see what the thing. Oh, yeah. Whoa,
but
that's wild.
They're also not doing the chocolate in these.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, you quite enjoyed them. Do you generally enjoy a pretzel-y snack?
I do quite like salty snacks and pretzels and stuff like that. I peanut butter is a very American thing to me.
Yeah.
The first time I ate peanut butter was last year. So. Well,
what did you think? That had to have been crazy. Was it kind of weird? I imagine it'd be weird if I'd never eaten it.
I think it was one of my American friends that was like, please, you've got to try a PB&J. So I was like, okay, fine. And that was the first time I tried peanut butter.
Thoughts on the sandwich?
Yeah, what did you think?
It was good. I like honey in it.
Yeah.
But then I had my another American friend come over and visit me, and she told me off for using butter in the PB&J. Apparently that was wrong. Or the opposite. I can't remember.
No, that's indicative of a mental illness. But I'm the same.
I do have mental illness, so you know.
I get it. Oh, they have a Reese's plant-based now.
Was there beef in there before?
Yeah, it was all beef.
Oh, fuck. So
the chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, peanut butter and honey I prefer. Did you want peanut butter, honey, and jelly? Or I like peanut butter and honey is good.
I like butter, honey, and jam.
Yo, you like that sugar. You're like me. I'm surprised you don't like stuff.
Who goes on Hersheyland.com?
Mm-hmm. Other than Danny?
906 people.
Me, every day.
906 people went on Hersheyland.com and went to Reese's Pieces, gave that shit 5 stars. There's 1,101 human beings that went, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go to Hersheyland.com and I'm going to tell, and 18 of them are like, I got to say that this shit is a 1-star product.
Honey, this is like Drake. That shit is bots.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
You're right.
I think, I mean.
I liked imagining that.
1,000 desperate
people. The whimsy of it.
Because it is fun to
leave. Honey, there's a Reese's Oreo. And it's got stuff on the top and the chunks in the peanut butter.
The chunks of what? The chocolate?
Of the cookie.
See, that's crazy. They're doing too much. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. They're doing too much.
At the risk of being a crotchety old grandpa, which I am again, they're often, the simplicity of the original stuff. I don't mean STUF. I mean STUFF.
But you said someone clip it out and put it on the internet.
Uh-oh.
The simplicity
it's a gotcha.
Of the original stuff. It's a gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. It's Ashley's gotcha corner.
Yeah, you know, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, and it's the exception that proves the rule that, yes, there's some basic stuff that I don't love that's too basic for me. But I do agree that you can't really fuck with a peanut butter cup.
So, I want to go back to...
You know what's fun about
honey,
the... Go ahead. I have... ADD.
I know, but I'm trying to get us back on track for the rebrand of Reese's Pieces.
But the humorous dynamic of the show is that I always interrupt you, and we always talk about elephants or whatever. Go ahead.
Because you interrupted me before when I was trying to pitch you this idea, and I need to get it out so that we can say this was a rebrand of Reese's Pieces, even if I only say this one thing.
Great.
Just imagine that there is a centimeter of chocolate around the piece, and when you pop it in your mouth, it's not just the hard candy shell, it is chocolate. But it's like someone shrunk it and made it into an orb, and that's the Reese's piece.
You know what's helping me imagine it is that it's like the chocolate of the peanut butter cup. That's yes. helping me imagine both the feeling of holding it.
Yes.
Now, it is interesting to have something small like that, not candy-coated, because I think the reason they coat these with candy is because you got them in your sweaty palms.
Sure, sure. I mean, you could do a candy coating on the outside, but aren't like, what are the ones with the caramel in the middle?
Oh, yeah, what are those? Well, they're caramel M&Ms.
Uh-huh.
And then they're peanut butter M&Ms, which are probably somewhat similar to what you're describing, right? Or no? Because there's chocolate in M&Ms.
Yes, but now I'm wondering if it's just the candy coating for the peanut butter M&Ms, or if it is... Hold on. I'm jacking in the mainframe.
Damn, you'll do honey in the PB&J. That's ill, dude. Good for you.
I'll do chips. I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah, you'll do a ruffle. Will you do a weird chip? Will you do a flavor chip?
I'll do any kind of chip.
Will you do a nacho cheese Dorito in a PB&J?
Absolutely.
Ew.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. That's
okay, this is exactly what I'm describing. Peanut butter M&Ms, mega.
Oh, yeah, they're slightly bigger, which I kind of like.
What the fuck? I guess, yeah, there is like a thicker outer chocolate.
Yep.
Which I think is what Reese's Pieces are missing. And then there's a hard candy shell on the outside.
Let me posit this. I think what we really want are tiny peanut butter cups.
Which they do have.
They do have those.
And the ratios are wrong.
The ratios are off. What is it about the ratios of the cup that is so good?
Okay.
Is it a little more, the exact same amount of chocolate and peanut butter? What do you think it is? Put on your chef's hat. Let's go.
So when you imagine the normal cup, right? There's like a thick, chocolate on the perimeter.
Yeah.
But the interior is just sort of thin chocolate on top, thin chocolate on bottom.
Okay.
Like,
except for the sides around the top of the perimeter where the ridges are, I feel like that thickens a bit, that chocolate.
A little bit.
Yep.
But what happens is when you bite into the normal cup, you're getting, because it's thicker, the chocolate's thicker on the outside and thinner where the peanut butter is. You're getting an even mix when you do the actual bite.
That's what beautiful construction,
right?
Of this, that's like an architect's dream in a way.
Except when you start to change the size.
Yeah, yeah.
The ratios are. Let me hear you say it.
Off. Yeah. Thanks for pointing at me. I think that there. I like when I bite in and I get a little extra resistance from the ridges.
Sure.
That is fun to me, and I think the structural integrity of the cup allows that to happen. And when you shrink them, you don't have the same slight resistance that gives me a feeling of, oh, I'm truly biting through chocolate, like I'm accomplishing something to get to the peanut butter.
Well, when you get the mini ones, like that you'll commonly get at Halloween or something, you get that experience. But then there isn't enough peanut butter to counterbalance it. That's the sort of nice thing. You want the creamy to offset the sort of denseness.
Yes. You want that creamy? You want that creamy dreamy. Yeah.
You want the creamy dreamy?
Well, again, I like, and if I love something, I think this has to do with my the fact that I'm an addict. I want the ratios to be off. So But I don't consider them off, but other people aren't. So, for example, a Cadbury cream egg, whatever that shit is in the middle, there's probably way too much of it. The yolk or whatever, which is basically the stuff of a cream egg.
It's the cream.
There's too much of it for a normal person. But I love that cream. So I'm like, send that fucking – I'll beer bong that shit.
I'm realizing something about you. Okay, honey, I understand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing that doesn't make sense to me about this is that you don't like sauce. You dip a tiny amount. If there's ever a sauce, you go, and it's like the tiniest little dip, which I'm like, drench that shit.
Yeah, truly. Well, we have, see, honey, you and I were so, please don't divorce me. We're so beautifully paired with each other. I'm begging you. We, are we equal and opposite have tastes, right? So while you, I'll do anything, while you, the idea of having too much sauce in my mouth feels like I just was in a gangbang.
But what about that? You want a bunch of cream from the cream egg in your mouth?
If it's sweet, yes. If it's savory, can you, a mouthful of, I'll quote MC Paul Barman, we'll leave you deflowered. We're the power team who leave you deflowered with a mouthful of sour cream. That's a mouthful of sour cream is the most disgusting thing I can think of. And that's what I feel like whenever I have sauces, whether it's like ranch or even sauces that I really like a Thousand Island or something. I can't do too much sauce. It feels like 8 men just came in my mouth.
I don't understand how that isn't the experience that you have with a cranberry cream egg. It's literally called cream.
That's why I brought it up. I know. I don't know what it is. It's, I got that. I'm not an addict for soy. I'm an addict for that good sugar, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So like, and for me, because
salt. You like salt.
I do. But you can overdo salt though. Like, okay, I've heard that there, now Danny, I'll ask you this. Have you ever, you put peanut butter in PB or honey in the PB&J. Would you ever put salt on potato chips?
Crisps.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Like you can get like bags like that, that you put the salt on.
You not here. You can't.
That's like salt and vinegar or like. Salted crisps is like the standard flavor over here. So yeah, I definitely put salt on crisps.
That's, I wonder if you would put, well, this is a, this control group doesn't work because we're in a different country. But there are people who put salt on like Ruffles and that's fucking,
there are?
Yes. And that's psychotic to me.
Okay. I have a pitch.
Okay.
I want to put our thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Okay.
I want to reverse the order of Reese's Pieces. I want creamy chocolate middle. Moore just took his glasses off. He's putting the mic down. I made him drop his mic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Know,
you gotta pick up the mic, honey.
The show doesn't usually make me emotional.
I'm not usually nearly brought to tears by, again, the genius ideas that I really do believe we have consistently, I'm going to say, imagineered over, you know, many episodes. But the fact that that has not been done makes me want to drive a armored car through a police station.
Saying, arrest me, arrest me, arrest me, arrest me.
Yep.
Yeah, because the other thing I'll say, you can put that candy coating around there still. But I think what that does for you is that the chocolate's nice and milky. Because here's the other thing. Here's my other hot take, and I will fight any motherfucker.
Okay.
Putting chocolate in the fridge or the freezer makes it taste like nothing. Chocolate must be warm for your taste buds to actually register what the fuck is happening.
When I was little, I would get, again, this is the early 20s. I would get what they called Charleston chews, named after the popular dance, the Charleston at the time, and put them in the freezer.
That's insane, honey. Aren't those like a gummy adjacent?
No, they have. You know what they got in them?
What?
Stuff. Basically, it's cream. It's chocolate and cream. And
you froze the cream?
What the thing was that was interesting about it to me, I think, was that it kind of made it my own. It was a little bit like, you know how
it
was
Morton shoes.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing the Foxtrot or whatever while I was eating it. But I think there's something about it that was like, oh, I affected this taste. And it's still a candy bar.
I made it not taste like anything.
So it still tasted great. Let's be real. It doesn't taste like I agree with you that it certainly limits the taste.
It changed, like, you can't taste the chocolate.
I mean, look, I'm sure like a chocolate sommelier would agree with you and
Which
say,
I am.
Would say, okay, then that's exactly why you feel this way. Because there are people who, I like chocolate.
Sure.
But I like all kinds of, I'm not chocolate crazy. I don't have the spinning spiral eyes for chocolate.
I have the spinning spiral eyes for chocolate.
You have a much more sophisticated chocolate palate than me. You'll do a 90% cocoa ratio. That
I won't go that crazy.
Even 70 tastes like an old sneaker to me. I can't. That shit tastes like somebody put their fucking weird hand in your mouth. I can't do it. Or like, have you already eaten a nickel? But I like that milk chocolate because in some ways,
all right.
I do have a palate of a child.
Yes.
In some ways.
Yes.
So I think from a sophisticated place, yeah, sure. But from like a blue collar place where I come from, because let's be real, I'm pretty blue collar. I didn't graduate college. I'm from the streets, you know. My people, we'll toss a Hershey in that freezer, and then come a hot summer day, ooh, there's nothing like that refreshing, cool chocolate. She's signing divorce papers.
Well, I think I fixed it. I think I fixed Reese's Pieces.
One quick question.
So, what?
Jesus Christ. Are you... So your final pitch is candy shell around the peanut butter cup?
It's a sphere.
It's a sphere?
Yeah.
So it's a...
It's a Reese's Piece. It's the shape of a Reese's Piece, but it's thicker.
I misunderstood. I thought you were when I wept earlier.
Yeah.
I thought you were suggesting a reversed peanut butter cup.
No.
I thought you were suggesting an inside
out. We're rewriting Reese's Pieces. Do you not remember?
I know, but we rebrand things along the way, and I thought that was so inspired that you had to drop it like it was hot.
No.
Okay.
I think my brilliant idea: candy coating, semi-thick peanut butter outside, creamy chocolate middle.
No, I think that's good. I think mine has completely restructured my opinion of what it means to be alive.
Why?
It's so simple. Peanut butter on the outside, chocolate on the inside.
He's crying.
I don't know why people can't learn to love each other despite their differences, and I don't know why there isn't inside out peanut butter cup.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was this episode of Rebrand.
We thank you for being here. We do have a Patreon. Feel free to check it out. I've got a book I'm publishing on Substack. Look up Morton Edmund Burke and you'll find it.
And please also look up I'm Happy You're Here on YouTube.
Yeah.
Danny, where can the people find you?
I have a website now, tannyleeart.com, and all my stuff is on there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet. All right, well, this has been a beautiful episode. Thank you guys for providing space.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Rebrand!
Rebrand!
Rebrand!